My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we review what's going on between Davin and his scammer, Belinda's. So listen and enjoy.
Fake Davin's a
creep. I had to live with fake Davin. You just live with the real one. I had to
fake
Davin with
fake Davin. Creep.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm not a complete creep. I was always good to Dick Eldorado.
You were good to Dick Eldorado.
I'm a good friend.
The whole thing with writing porn.
Oh,
I got to pay my bills.
And having them wear your kids' fairy wigs.
I didn't specify that they do that. They did that on their own. My fault the nipples went through the ping pong net. I was very distraught.
Yeah, but shooting out the TV.
And so was Belinda at the time, too.
I know. That one really seemed to care.
So who did I have animal sex with?
Wait a minute. Well, that was... Oh, wait. Who was that? Was that Agnes? No.
No, that was Belinda.
That was Belinda.
Was that my girl, Belinda?
I think so, yeah.
I think now the husband thing explains why we couldn't... It's weird. She would never do that, except when I pretended I was an animal for some reason. All right, he wouldn't mind.
Yeah, that's accessible. Wait, let me look at my list of don'ts. Nope, doesn't say anything about a dog. You know, maybe he doesn't know. Just crazy.
Yeah. And, we think we got the unfriendly Belinda again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But still, not trying to break up with me at this point.
No.
Not wanting to put up with my shenanigans.
Right, that's true. I think that this will be completely. I think this is so engrossing, and the phone calls and everything that because you flip the switch, they're like, "Well, wait, maybe there's some life in this left." You know, there's still some life.
That
in
is
this.
The plan. You all wrote me off.
Yeah.
Well, for this minute, where we are,
Joe, we're gonna live happily ever after in the end. You wait and see. We're gonna grow old together. Me, Belinda, her husband. For right now, really stupid.
In the land of bullshit.
Exactly.
But for right this minute, in the land of bullshit, I think that they're just backpedaling enough to get you calmed down than to find out, all right, let's get back to work and see what we can do.
The crazy thing is they think they're still fooling me.
Of course.
Which just further proves that what I say all the time, they can't comprehend, which is why baiters are so successful, that somebody else is on the other side with bigger BS than them. They can't wrap their heads around
that. Let's expand on that. They've been so cold and cut and dry that
I'm so hot for you, and you're so cold.
She's got a burning bush. She's got a sorry, that's the next part of the song.
I didn't know.
Let it be noted for the past hour, 3 hours, I've been marked as the asshole.
Let it be noted for the past 3 years, Joe has been marked as the asshole.
Let it be known in the last 30 seconds, I completely removed all the doubts about Joe and I put them on myself.
But the emotional connection, we're listening to this. And listening to them going, boy, they are so cold. Holy smokes.
Which is good, though. Here's the thing. You know, listen. You do these things. I do these things. You want to have fun. You want to waste their time.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do. That's what the average scam baiter does.
Yeah.
We have been afforded an opportunity with Belinda to do some psychological warfare and to find out things. Because most scam baiters don't get this far.
No.
They make scammers do hilarious things and waste their time and money. Funnier things than we've even done.
Cool.
But I've never heard of anybody doing this psychological warfare and taking it to this level. And really, I would implore, like all people, if they're not sure what they're dealing with, you listen to last week's show.
Yeah.
That's what's on the other side. And I put it up on Facebook on the Davin's Den Daily Scam Baiting tip, on a weekly scam baiting tip on Friday. That one of the new cons that they do is they say they come clean, like Belinda did.
Right.
And that they say they really fell for you, the scam baiter, and that's the next level of the con. And believe it or not, scam baiters are falling for it.
Oh, boy.
But this reveals exactly what that looks like.
I'm going to be frank with you. You were starting to be... you were starting to fall for a little bit.
I liked Belinda. I mean, we weren't running off to Ghana. You know, I'm going to get a yak across the ocean.
What I'm saying is you were just a skosh.
I like talking to her.
Which means that tactic they're using is fascinating.
No, they completely mind-screwed me at one point. where I had a friend who I was talking to. You guys didn't know what I was going through.
No.
Wife didn't know what I was going through. A person in the anti-scam community who I'm friends with, she was helping me through this, but she'd never seen anybody like this. She still is bewildered by bullet. Nobody's ever seen
this
anything like this. You know.
But you know what my takeaway from last week was? That as much as that kinder, you know, giggly on the video, Belinda, the one that would joke with you and, like, be funny and sweet in the chat, that Belinda, the one that seemed to be the female that we got to, like, sort of like, mm-hmm. I actually at one point was worrying, oh, my God, what if she's really for real and she's been duped or forced into doing this sort of thing. In some countries, you know, women are forced into prostitution or, you know, like sexual slaves.
Well, then the
sex
chats would have gone better.
Yeah, they sure would have. She didn't know what she was doing.
No,
but
she was terrible at that.
Need
to talk to her husband about that.
Yeah, it's like I did not get wood at all from those conversations.
No,
and the thing was...
That's why you have no money. That's why you get no money scamming syndicate.
Well, the thing was that, you know, at one point, after she had come clean or quote-unquote come clean and said she was Belinda, I started thinking, what if this is some poor woman who's been forced into this? She's got a kid to support and everything, and we're being jackasses.
That thought crossed my mind. You know,
I was worried.
I mean, there's been points where I felt guilty about what we're doing.
Yeah, I was worried about that. But then it all came to roost last week when you were, you know, upset and hollering about your dead friend. You know, we had a hand in my friend being so upset from all this that he killed himself, that Mavis did this, and you know Mavis, and you know we're all our hands are bloody. And she was like, kind of like, Silas, walk it off, dude.
Well, I don't...
She had a moment to walk it off.
No, I don't know. I don't think that was her. I think it was her talking, but we heard voices in the background. I think they're feeding her.
Yeah, they were. That's true.
I think if it was me and her alone, I think we would. I gotta go.
But regardless, in the context of us doing a show scamming scammers, that's kind of a mind screw. But think about it as a person being scammed, not doing a show.
Yeah,
getting through that emotional state and then being treated so cold and callously.
Yeah. No. It's brutal. That's why I can understand that story that originally, you know, what happened with Juliana, that, you know, her face was being used and that guy killed himself.
Right, and it just shows how horrible these people are.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.